Audio date is 11/19/2023. Current time is 06:50 a.m. Eastern Time here in upstate New York, southern tier of upstate New York, where I live and reside on this Sunday morning. Rich Roberts, Fireman Rich, here on Spotify for Podcasters for day number 19 of NAPOD POMO, National Podcasters Post Month. And you can check it out at napodpomo.org. It's an audio challenge that's done in the month of November. I said October. It's the month of November. I'm just waking up here, folks. I got my first cup of coffee. But it's the original audio month challenge called NAPOD POMO, like I said. And all others are copies of it. And I'm doing an audio each day for the month of November. That's 30 audios. And if you do the 30 audios, you can pat yourself on the back and say, I succeeded. If you haven't started yet, well, get caught up and do 19 audios today, and then you can finish out the rest of the month. It's just a matter of getting 30 audios, when you do them and how you do them. I've always been I'm more in line to just do one audio a day. And I don't count my Fireman Rich audio podcasts. I did that last year. I just wanted to go old school. And I'm on my regular LG Stylo 5 Android track phone. Just the phone itself, and with the Spotify for Podcasters app, and it works great. It's a mobile audio studio, as I call it. But we are getting our day started here with the first cup of coffee at the computer desk, and it's tasting mighty good. But I'm 24 hours after from yesterday. Actually, 24 hours ago yesterday, I was just getting on the road to shuffle off to Buffalo for family gathering, in a sense. And we had a great time. Just a little tired from the drive back, as far as that goes. It's about three and a half hours? Yeah, about 3.5 hours from where I'm at. And the ride up went, we had stellar weather. A little cool out. It's cold. Right now, currently, it's about 26 degrees Fahrenheit. I think that was the temperature yesterday. But the clear skies, open road going up along Route 86, up 390, and then over to 90, right into Buffalo. And met with family, had a great visit, and we had a great meal. Oh my God, it's just like instead of turkey, it was chicken, but man, was it good. Mashed potatoes, cranberry sauce. There was, what was this other dish? It was sort of a Brussels sprout squash with red onions, all baked together with vinegar. It just tasted great. Stuffing, you know, if you could just switch to chicken with turkey, it was a Thanksgiving dinner. It was made rolls. Oh my God, it was delicious. How long did that take us to get up there? 3.5 hours?
It was about
3.5 hours. It did seem like it.
I'm
talking
to
the missus right now.
Yeah.
Was it? Okay, yeah. So, but we went up. We had a great time. And you could see from the picture, the audio art to this day 19 of NAPOD POMO. That's me standing on the shores of Lake Erie, which was just about less than a 10-minute walk from where we were at up there in Buffalo. Well, actually, we're in Hamburg, so we were actually technically outside Buffalo, Hamburg, New York, which is a suburb of Buffalo. But on the shores there, we could see the city of Buffalo, and then across the way, you could see Canada on the other side of the Freedom Bridge, I guess it's called. You could see you could just make it out. You can't make it out in the picture there, but you could see that I'm having a ball. I wasn't expecting after our meal that we were going to walk down to Lake Erie, and it was so close, and it was like, wow, this is fantastic. There was a couple of individuals that were getting on their surfboards, and they hold this sail, and it's not what is it? It's sort of what's that word? What do they do with the sail? They hold the sail. It's not a big sail, but they hold it in their hands, and they're on a surfboard, and the surfboard actually rises because it's sort of hydroplanes because of the fin it has on the bottom. But there's three people in the water yesterday, and they went out there, out from the shore at least a good half mile, it looked like, and they were just having a ball. Of course, the water looked really cold, but they were having a good time, and I was just having a good time enjoying it, even though it was a little breezy, but nonetheless, it was a great afternoon just to go out there and see that. I'm not sure if, because I haven't placed the picture yet, but it's a picture of me with a big old smile, and I'm just enjoying myself on the shores of Lake Erie. You can see the Buffalo Bills logo because today's football and Buffalo Bills are playing. I was wrong on that. The Buffalo Bills are playing today. Yeah, the missus was right. She said, I think yesterday, the other day, coming back, our drive back, we went through Buffalo, as far as that goes, coming back, and there was a lot of traffic going into Buffalo on I-90, and we think that she made the comment that they're all coming for the game this weekend, and I told her, I said, I think it's a Monday night game for them, and I was wrong on that. They're playing tomorrow, this afternoon, I should say, I'm sorry, the New York Jets up there in Buffalo at 4:25. It's a 4:25 game, I believe, and the Monday night game is Kansas City and Philadelphia. I got that mixed up, but at any rate, I'll be watching the Bills. Hopefully the Bills will win. The Jets, they beat them before, and they could beat them again, because I didn't think the Denver Broncos were going to beat the Jets or beat the Buffalo Bills last week, and they did last Monday night, I guess, and they took advantage of the takeaways, the fumbles and the interceptions and all that that Buffalo has a tendency of giving up, and the other team takes advantage and ends up winning. So Buffalo has to start winning, and the Jets will be a good type place. If the Jets win, that's good. Jets are a New York team, but I prefer the Buffalo Bills. So the missus was right on when the game was. I was wrong. You know, I can admit that here. I'm humble enough to say, yeah, I was wrong. but we had the trip back from Buffalo yesterday, Buffalo area, it got dark real quick, and it was the first time in quite a while that I've driven in darkness of such, and then the light was different. I remember I used to love driving at night as far as that goes, and this is it got dark probably about maybe 45 minutes to an hour once we got started, so it was pretty dark. Traffic was not that bad, and so it wasn't. It was just seemed long on I-90 because there were several rest stops that were closed for renovation. So it wasn't until we got on 390. I mean, we timed it 390. There's rest stops and stuff like that. But I was just surprised that when we were going up, we stopped at the last rest stop before going into Buffalo, and they're renovating, and they're really neat. They're more modern. They had a Burger King and a Dunkin' Donuts and a Popeyes in the rest stop, and it was all modern, clean. When I went to the bathroom and I washed my hands, I'm looking around, where's the dryer machine? The dryer machine was right next to the. It's a little thing right next to the sink, so you do everything right there. And I thought that was pretty cool. It's more modernized, as far as that goes. And coming out, I had a good coffee. Oh my God, the Dunkin' Donut coffee I had was fantastic, because I didn't drink any coffee when we left, so I was sort of coffee deprived yesterday morning. And then when we got where we were going with family, there was a big pot of coffee made because of there's text, you want coffee when you get here? And I said, yeah, the missus text said, yeah, he wants coffee. So I had some coffee that was good too. I'm surprised. I had just one cup before leaving the house yesterday, and I was able to go 3.5 hours driving. Or no, actually, probably about two and a half hours, because it was when we did that going up there, we did hit the rest stop, and we stopped at the rest stop there at the, and got the Dunkin' coffee. And that Dunkin' coffee, my God, that was pretty tasty, I got to admit. Because I remember that rest stop when we traveled up there several times in years past. It's always been a Tim Hortons up there close to Buffalo, but they switched it out to a Burger King. And we missed breakfast, so we ended up going with coffee and a donut. And that worked out pretty good as far as a quick rest stop. And then on our way into Buffalo, the Buffalo area. And Buffalo is a unique city. And the surrounding area is pretty unique up there. But that Lake Erie, oh my God. The last time I was that surprised to see that much water in one location was probably when I saw the falls, which is an awesome sight to see Niagara Falls. And but just to see the shoreline, and then right to the left of me, you can't see it in the pictures, there was a whole string of the big windmill, the electric for the power supply there, the windmills, the giant windmills that generate power. So all in all, it was a great day yesterday. Meeting, you know, having the family together, as far as meeting, and a great meal, a great time, great discussion, and everybody enjoyed themselves really completely. So it was a great day, Jen. And that's what you need to do, I guess. People, you need to do more often, and I don't do it enough. And that's visiting family. When you can, and the one thing, there was no bad spot in the whole day yesterday, other than I was a little concerned about driving at night, but I made it through, no problem, and, because we made that trip this past summer for a day trip, and it was coming home, we took a different route. I think we were coming back, we went up and came back up 86, 390, and then we hit 20A. Did we do 20A last time we went up there in the summer, or was it Route 20?
No, we took 20A.
20A, and that was pretty picturesque. So, but in the summertime, you have more daylight, so coming back, it was all daylight still, even, I think that day the sun set like at probably close to 9 o'clock or something like that, so we made it back in the day. What's that? It's quicker. It was, yeah, we ended up going on the thruway. I wanted to just check it out going up, and I was almost going to go 20A when we went up during the daytime, but I wanted to go via the thruway because it's been a while. And but we went up there this past summer. We went up and came back on route 86 to 390, and then 390 to 20A into the lower part of the Buffalo area. And that's a real picturesque. And I might have done an audio on it. I'm not sure. I can't remember. I might have talked about it in a previous audio podcast there this past summer. But all in all, it was a great trip. And I'm here 24 hours later. I slept in a little bit. I didn't get up until just before this doing this particular audio, now pod pomo audio submission there. And because I'm usually up at like 5 o'clock in the morning, but I slept a little extra this morning. So I'm going to get my day started here and see what I got going. I know I have to, at 10:30 we have I'll be on Tony G's Twitch broadcast. He's going to be doing Belt Kings Fantasy Football. And I'm trying to look for his card. Oh, Tony D, he's on X/Twitter at TonyTone163, and we'll be talking about football. And we even have a Canadian on the panel. His name is Michael Bathurst, and I actually talked with him, Tony, and Brian, who is another person that Tony brings up on the panel, and to talk about football last night to get their football picks. So I did... Once I got settled, after we got home, I saw that they were on. So I popped in on this Michael Bathurst's Twitch broadcast. So Michael Bathurst, he's out of Toronto. So I told him, I was waving to him across the Erie Lake Erie there. I want to say, every time I want to see, when I say Erie, I want to say Lake, or the Erie Canal, all that stuff. So, but this is sitting down for having breakfast, and I think I'm going to have breakfast. What do you got there, a bagel? Ooh, bagel and cream cheese. I get my second cup of coffee with that. So I'm going to get my day started. And it's starting off right here as we're doing an audio for Napod Pomo, day 19. Napod Pomo, the original Audio Month Challenge. And I'm glad to be taking part of it. I am having fun. And this is day 19, so we're coming up on tomorrow. We'll be two-thirds of the way through. Wow, it's just cruising, man. It is just cruising, doing the audio. And audio is fun. So you all have a great Sunday. Enjoy the day. I hope you all are having an enjoyable weekend. And thank you for your listen. This is Rich Roberts, Fireman Rich, here on Spotify for Podcasters app. Wishing you all well. And you take care. Ciao for now.
You are now on air.